Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. 906 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Is the number if you would like to get in here to hang out with us. We got some guys on the line, and we got some more calling in, so let's go. Who's up next? John was here before. This is the second stint of duty. What's up, John?
Yeah, I know everybody's so gung-ho on getting a quarterback now for the Texans, but the way I look at it, if you get a quarterback now, they're so depleted of talent on this roster, by the time they get a team around them, maybe 3 years, or hopefully 3 years, the quarterback would be on the big contract. So, do you want that situation? Do you want a quarterback with a giant contract when you finally get your team together, and then you can't get any more pieces around them? Or
no.
I just don't think it. What? Yeah.
No, the rebuild should be with a young quarterback.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to take on Lamar. Lamar is going to take up a huge part of that $47 million that you got left. No, you got to do this with a rookie quarterback, and making rookie money, even if it's a first round, second pick overall money. That's fine, but you can't take on a $50 million contract right now. No way. And by the way, Lamar wouldn't. Why would he want to do that? Why would he want to sign an extension here? Why would any veteran? Derek Carr needs a reboot. Maybe that's a possibility. But Derek Carr ain't making the kind of money. Derek Carr ain't getting that $32 or $41 million. He ain't getting that next.
Isn't it crazy that we're in a place now where quarterbacks just like, it's next up, it's my turn. Can you please bring me that wheelbarrow full of cash? In the real world, the very best should be paid elite money, right? So it should be Aaron Rodgers. It should have been Brady. It's now Pat Mahomes.
Lamar can say I was an MVP.
Yeah.
Get to the playoffs every year. Look how bad we are without me.
Right. He's got an argument. Obviously, he was an MVP. Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. We know who they are.
Yeah.
We can point to him. We can point to people. I think Lamar right now is on the fringes because he's still got to prove it. You can't just keep going back to an MVP from 3 years ago. But Lamar's got an argument. Russell Wilson at one point had the argument. Once we're done with that little group, I mean, Deshaun's argument
did
was...
Did Dak have an argument?
See, this is what gets tricky to me.
And now look at where
I think Dak is that next tier where $30 million a year. That's a ton of money, but it's not the elite. You shouldn't just... Kyler Murray did nothing to go into the top-tier status. Why are you paying... At some point, our team's going to say, wait, why are we giving quote-unquote max dollar contracts to guys who aren't max dollar players?
Right.
At what point?
Because next up, we hope we got the position set for years to come. Kyler is a cautionary tale for every team.
You could tell they didn't believe in him, and he had never really done it all. Now he's got a torn ACL, and you have a ton of money. He's not coachable behind the scenes. That's coming from somebody on the staff who I'm sure will be gone as well. It is a cautionary tale. You got to really believe in it. Sometimes I wonder if the Ravens really believe in paying Lamar that much money, if they think he's going to stay healthy. It felt like Dallas wasn't sure on Dak, and now ended up paying him. And I don't know, would you feel good having Dak for that amount of money?
Nope.
I guess it doesn't matter unless it has an impact on your roster, but eventually that is going to have an impact on your roster.
Yep, 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 yep. All right, who's next? Michael wants to talk about the NFL draft. Hey, Michael.
What's up, guys? Hey, John McClain pulled his hamstring in practice. That's why he didn't start on Sunday.
Oh,
but that's besides the point.
Mm. Wow. I didn't see that.
Hey, Lance, yeah, it was sad. You know, I think we probably could have lost that game if he would have started. But, Lance, how come everybody now is all gung-ho about the Bears trading out of number one? When the Texans were number one, it was out of the question because our demand would be so high. I mean, what's the number one overall pick worth to, say, like the Colts? I mean, like, what would they have to give up to move up? Because, like, I'm still a fan of – I mean, I still think they can get the player they want, too, whether it be Young, Bryce Young, or – yeah, right? I mean, what's the number one overall pick worth?
Well, usually it's, you know, historically, and there's only been – it's only happened three times in the last 25 years that the number one pick has been traded in. And so I think, you know, if you look at what the number two pick has brought, it's – The value is only worth the value of the player. In other words, how valuable is a player? If the player has special traits, height, weight, speed, talent, you know, if you're a very specially talented player with special traits, elite size, arm talent, whatever the case may be, if you're a defender, size and pass rush talent, then it's worth more. It's only worth as much as the value of the player that you covet and that you're moving up for. For the Chicago Bears and the first pick, I don't think it's going to be worth as much as it could have been in other years. I don't think no one is going to give up the ranch for 189 to 195 pound quarterback. I don't think they're giving it up for Will Anderson, to be honest with you. I don't think they're giving it up for Jalen Carter. And so because of that, I don't think the Bears are going to get great value. So the question for Ryan Poles, their general manager, is going to be, am I willing to take a little bit less to move back? Most teams, for whatever reason, have not been willing to do that. They just draft the first pick. If they can't get the king's ransom, I would be more willing to move back and take a decent package of picks. Well, it wouldn't even be decent. It'd be a good package of picks. But I'm not looking to break the bank because you're not going to be able to in this draft. No one's going to give away all those picks for a player. They'll give up a good package, but it may not even look like a Deshaun Watson package, to be honest with you. And usually that's what it's going to take. If you want to get the first pick, you're going to have to give up a Deshaun Watson package, and I'm not sure if you're going to do that. John, how about what Mike Tannenbaum introduced on ESPN this morning? Bears should trade Justin Fields. Now, I brought it up yesterday, but let's get into it. Trade Justin Fields and draft Bryce Young. What about that? What about that idea?
What do you
idea?
Get for Justin Fields?
Well, what if you sent him to the Colts? And you said, hey, Colts, you want Justin Fields? You know what you're going to get? You're going to get their first-round pick for sure, and you may get another future first. Even though Justin Fields, to me, hasn't necessarily proven himself at that level, but you would, or you may just get a first and a future second.
Justin Fields on that turf as opposed to in Chicago?
Let's say the fourth pick of the draft. They're the fourth, right?
Yep.
So let's say you got the Colts, and we'll use Colts because everyone uses Colts. Let's say Colts gave up the fourth pick of the draft for Justin, which is better than where he got drafted at 11, and they gave up a three that could become a two if the Colts make the playoffs, something like that. What about that? Would you take that? You're the Chicago Bears now, and you have the first pick and the fourth pick. And you're the Bears, and you draft Bryce Young, and then you draft...
Well, Jalen Carter might be there.
Let's say Carter... Well, yeah, you would hope the Texans draft Stroud then.
Right.
You would hope they draft Stroud.
Because
if they don't, you could end up... You'd probably get Tyree Wilson. But if not, then you're getting...
You might get the best pass rusher in the draft.
Let's say they go Stroud, and then number three goes Will Anderson. Yeah, then you take Jalen Carter. Let's see Jalen Carter goes three. You get Will Anderson. Let's say the Texans draft Jalen Carter, and the next team drafts Will Anderson, and Stroud's sitting there at four, then you could either trade back again from Stroud at your number four pick, or you would draft Tyree Wilson. So I actually don't think that's a terrible scenario for the Bears.
What about for the Colts?
But you know what? But here's the thing. Justin Fields is a big guy. The team I talked to yesterday said the thing on Justin Fields is no one knew he could run like that because he didn't run like that at Ohio State. Like, He ended up being a special runner, but they're basically just kicking the can down the field on his quarterback development. They're basically saying, we're just going to wait on quarterback development. Let's run the ball with Justin. Let's run. At some point, he's got to learn to read defenses and throw. And the big concern on C.J. Stroud of this team I talked to, they said when we studied quarterbacks, we could go to Cardell. But more importantly, they're going with, he said, Dwayne Haskins didn't read defense as well. You have Justin Fields has issues on tape. Ohio State quarterbacks, because of the offense they have where they throw to space so much, like you don't see a lot of throwing into tight windows. They don't learn to read defenses all that effectively, and that's one of the concerns. There was a question about what kind of reader of the defense Joe Burrow was when he was there, and if Joe, because the thought was, at least this guy told me this, the thought was Joe Brady helped teach him how to read a defense properly, because they don't learn it. Everything's done for you. Everything's set up for you. They don't learn it in that offensive scheme. Now, I can just tell you, I saw C.J. Stroud get through four progressions and make a touchdown throw. So I have more. Mm-hmm. I have a little bit more confidence in C.J. Stroud. These are just things that NFL, I'm just telling you, NFL teams have this information and they make these considerations. But if you're Ryan Poles, you are sitting in a pretty good spot. But so when the argument is, well, the Texans could have too, that's the value, the Texans would not have traded out of that. Like, you would have lost your mind if the Texans traded out of that first pick.
Oh, no, yeah.
Sports fan. You would have lost your mind. So don't tell me about the value of the pick. It's valuable to a guy who can trade it. It has more value. It's more valuable to Chicago than it is to Houston, to me, because they can turn it into a lot more. Houston could have, but the fan base would have revolted if you had moved out of that number one pick.
Yeah, and they won't with the... Okay, so you want to start over if you're the Bears. You're going to start over with a rookie quarterback because you don't believe that this is the... And yet this guy is going to grab you a fourth overall pick.
Could he?
Justin Fields? Yeah.
I think he could.
I think he could too.
I would consider starting over. If you're Ryan Poles and you don't believe that this quarterback... You didn't draft him. So I don't know what Poles at Kansas City thought of him, because obviously they're not looking at quarterbacks, but they study every player. But if Ryan Poles, their GM, doesn't believe that he is progressing enough as a passer, he could look at Bryce Young. But then the same issue, Bryce is in cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce, they didn't protect Justin Fields well. You want a 190-something-pound quarterback that you're not protecting? So you're going to draft you're drafting a quarterback one and you're drafting a pass rusher four in the scenario I laid out. At what point are the offensive line coming in?
Mm-hmm.
Because you literally could draft a player one and then get him beat to hell in his first year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the issue for Ryan Poles' trade. For the record, I do not see him trading Justin Fields. I think they roll with Justin Fields. They try to get him better. And I think they try to trade out of that first pick and add more picks. But I do think they want to stay inside the top five, inside of Tyree Wilson. So Tyree, Jalen... I have to go look at the rest of the draft board, but I see Chicago saying, hey, are you interested? And if not, they'll take best defensive player available.
All right, I got to tell you a little story here. We took down all the Christmas decorations on Sunday. My wife notices, oh, look at this baseboard. It's pulling away in our living room. It's pulling away. There's cracks along this wall here. And this is, oh my goodness, we've got a water leak. Call... aqueduct.
Henry, where was your leak? Out.
It was, so our bathroom backs up to the our vanity backs up to the wall that it is for the living room.
Right.
Henry comes over, goes, oh yeah, you definitely got a leak somewhere. We got to find it. We thought it was upstairs coming down. It was actually on the floorboard, right in the living room there.
That's probably
open it up, cut up the wall. There's a giant leak. It's been leaking for months.
Oh no.
Mold. I got my living room wall torn out. I've got the vanity's got to come out. So Henry fixes the pipe yesterday, calls Resto Pros, Daniel of East Houston. He's over at my house immediately.
That could hurt you. The mold can be
bad for you. It's a killer. Oh, no, it's a killer for everything.
Yeah.
So Daniel's over there today. He's over there yesterday for hours. He's coming back today. Got to take out the vanity. It saved the day, though. Henry found the leak right away. Found that it's unbelievable. This kind of stuff happens, people. Mm-hmm. We didn't know it was there. It's been there for months. It is unbelievable how you could go from, now we got a giant hole in the living room. It's unbelievable. But who's there for you? Aqueduct.
Aqueduct.
And it's unbelievable. They do this every single time. They're going to find what the problem is, and they're going to take care of your business for you. They are so good. So I can't tell you how good. If you need a plumber, 281-488-6238. 281-488-6238. They're just the best. They're unbelievable how good they are. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. You need a plumber, there's one place to go. 281-488-6238.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN. My kind of place. The guy that's doing my the Resto Pros guy also owns an indoor golf facility called T-Box, where you go and you play on a simulator.
Yeah.
He's got a bar there. It's my kind of place.
I always
Is there a better place in the world than a place that has a bar and golf?
So there was one in Sugar Land. I've always wanted to get to one of those. That always seems like fun. Yeah, it seems like fun. I could bring my clubs and play without having to really putt. Right?
Yeah, you don't have to putt. Oh, no, you do putt.
Yeah, but I don't have to. Do I have to chip?
Yeah, you have to chip too. Yeah, but I will get nervous. You miss the green?
Yeah, sure, but I'd love to go do that. That's a way for me to get back into golf without golfing. I have to wait until by the way, I had no idea how many people this is affecting. This is a thing nationally. It's influenza A, and it causes either RSV, pneumonia, or what I have, which is acute asthmatic bronchitis, which is the cough you hear. It's a heckler. I'm having to take breathing treatments and steroids and all this stuff. But this is something that is going across the nation right now. So for a lot of you who can't get rid of this cough, or you just think you've started feeling really bad, like my buddy got influenza A. My flu stuff lasted a day and a half. His lasted for 7 days. But then he had the respiratory issue. This is an issue that is going around the country right now. It starts with influenza A. So you might want to go get tested. Influenza A, because what you're going to need is you're going to need to start getting potentially some steroids and or breathing treatments and or, because it could turn into pneumonia. Josh Beard, who does radio here, he's dealing with this right now. Yeah. Really bad. Yeah, he's got it really bad. Influenza A with bronchitis, same thing.
You're bringing it and you're coughing on me and everything.
Yeah, but it's good because it's going to make you stronger. Like,
no.
Remember how kids, you know, there's more peanut allergies now because people have been so reluctant to have peanuts and anything. And so what happened is immune systems did not get used to peanut allergies, right? You hear about this. The fear of any kids getting anything and the germaphobes are more likely their immune systems don't develop. They're not introduced to certain things where they build up tolerances. Yeah, you don't build up the tolerance. I'm giving you a tolerance to what I've got.
No,
this coughing and
you're just giving.
No, you're getting stronger. No, you're getting stronger.
A lot. No, I'm not. No,
you're getting stronger.
You're making everybody around here miserable.
You gave me COVID. Look at me. Now COVID can't touch me. Probably.
Probably. You're the one that brought COVID to the station.
No, you got it from your friend. Who gives you clothes.
Actually, Zoga.
You gave it to me. You had it first. Remember,
Zoga
it wasn't me.
It.
You had it, and you're like, this is Zoga, like a cold. I got it, and like, this is like terrible.
Remember when everybody was so scared, like, if I get COVID out. Well, a lot of people did die.
Yeah, you know, and I had COVID bad. Like, yeah, I say bad. I was really miserable for about 6 days. Yours was more like a cold. My friend McCool almost died from COVID. That's why they're living in Spain now, his wife said, yeah, I almost lost my husband. We're going to go live our life the way we want to live it.
And I played golf. My COVID experience was way different than yours.
Yeah.
You had kids at home. I played golf every day. The highways were...
Oh, you mean not having COVID. You mean living through
COVID.
Through the effects of the lockdown and everything associated with COVID.
My experience was actually...
Don't say it. Because you make people mad. People lost jobs. You're like, my COVID was kind of good. Well, don't say that.
Highways were empty. The golf courses were full, but I still.
Here's the man of the people chiming in.
There was no car path only, though. I remember that.
Stop with your new man of the people. Hey, let's get some COVID back. I want my traffic better.
We got a lot of car path only.
We took
now.
Bike rides as a family.
We really did.
I'm like, mine sucked. But mine wasn't as bad as other people's, though. So.
Let's get Roger in here. Let's talk about the Rockets. That's bad. What's say, Roger?
How's it going, guys? Always a pleasure to speak with the Godfather and his stressful wartime count to the area, man. Anyway, so I'm speaking about Stevie Silas. What kind of big time red flag stop button do you have to have when you have a coach who goes publicly and says a statement like, "I will never talk negatively about my players"? Isn't coaching about constructive criticism? And what part of constructive criticism ever started with a non-negative, you know, start? Like, you know, hey, you know, you gotta tell them the truth. Sometimes the truth is not always pretty, and I'm trying to have a hard time to figure out how this guy's going to make it through the season without getting fired. I mean, it's got to be a writing on the wall to you know, the guys like Fertitta, whoever, you know, Rafael Stone's making these decisions.
I don't know how he still has a job, Roger. I just don't. I don't know whether or not it's going to get through. I don't know that they want to bring in somebody. They got somebody right there on the bench, John Lucas, that can take over. I don't know. Or anybody else. I don't know that they want to bring in a guy right now for this team because it still is what appears to be in a rebuild. But when are they going to stop rebuilding? When are they going to start, you know, winning? This is what they have to get. Do they have to get the number one pick? Do they have to get Wembanyama again in this draft in order to be even competitive? This is, do you know Jalen's numbers right now? Do you have any idea what his numbers are this year?
They've fallen off. If you box score scout, they look pretty good. If you just look at points, rebounds, assists.
Oh, look at his shooting percentage.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
I said just points. How many points did he average in the game?
He's shooting 40% from the field.
You want it to be higher?
You think?
I mean, for Jalen, I would say reasonable is 44%.
No, he's athletic. He needs to go to the basket and get points.
Well, he does get it that way.
Well, he's shooting 6 free throws a game.
Yeah, but he's another one. It could break in half at any time. But
well, you don't shoot 40% if you're going to the basket.
I'd like to see him get 8 free throws a game, which would be a good number. Actually, a good number. 6 is okay.
7 of his 17 shots every game are threes.
Mm-hmm,
and he's bad at it.
Yeah.
Okay. Their catch and shoot, the Rockets catch and shoot 3-pointers are miserable. Like 32%. They're 32% on catch and shoot. That should be and recently, like the last game, they were 4 of 18 on catch and shoot. That's awful.
That is awful.
So what did you guys make? I had sent it to you guys. But what did you make of Austin Rivers' comments of the young Rockets backcourt of KPJ and Jalen Green?
Do we have the audio of that?
There was no audio.
Yeah, I read it. I was hoping to have the audio. So basically,
they need a veteran.
Austin Rivers said they need a veteran with the way they're playing. So the rumor is, here's the rumor that's out there behind the scenes. The rumor is the Steven Silas doesn't think KPJ is the point, but it comes from on high.
Mm.
That is a decision that is beyond his control. It's more of a Rafael Stone, you know, this is how we're going to run this team. And KPJ is going to be a point. And that supposedly Steven Silas is not really all in on him being a point. That would be a concern for me. If I'm a head coach and I can't make – that's a pretty fundamental difference. If I don't have that ability, then I'm done. Then you are done. Because that needs
to – Dude, they're 10-30.
Yeah, he's done.
He's done.
No, I know. He's done. It's
but
a matter
of – when is it going to – I don't understand this. You're at the halfway point of the season here now. You're about on the halfway point of the season.
Yeah.
But at 10 wins do you say that this is acceptable in any after last year and the year before? Where is this acceptable? And for Tillman, for Tita, I don't get it.
I've heard people already try to make excuses about he hasn't been given enough talent. He hasn't been given this. You didn't give him a fair chance. This is the way it works. You're on year three and you're 10-30. There's no more, like, you can't save Steven Silas.
No.
You can't save Steven Silas. But that's irrelevant to me in terms of the grand scheme of things. What Austin Rivers said is still true. You have to have veterans on there, and you have to have somebody that they will listen to. You have to start getting a more grown-up approach. And I don't know what happens behind the scenes. I don't know how they approach practice. I don't know how they approach travel. I don't know how they approach preparedness. I don't know how they approach studying, the tendencies for the next team. I don't know how they approach walkthrough. I don't know all that stuff. What I do know is that whatever they are doing, it is not working, and you need to get somebody in there, whether it's a coach or a player, who understands what it's supposed to look like and who can get players, or you're going to have to start moving some players out of there if they can't get there. Because at some point, whoever's in charge of building this, which is Rafael Stone, he's got to start. This is going to be him too. Like, if you put all your eggs in the KPJ basket and Jalen Green basket, and they don't, and Şengün or whoever you want to say, and they don't start pushing this agenda forward and start becoming veterans, if your sole plan is to bring James Harden back as the veteran,
no.
Man, that is a really dangerous
position.
That's RJ's
plan. That's why he can't be GM.
Don't worry, guys. Hope is on the way.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for me to talk about the Morley Law Firm. Make the call, Morley Law. I don't know what your situation is. I don't know. But there, it has to be something that's, it's not great, okay? Either you have to sue somebody, which means that somebody wronged you, or you're getting sued, which means that that sucks and you have to defend yourself, or you're getting criminally charged and that is awful, or you got into an accident and an insurance company isn't paying up, or you're getting a divorce, or you got a malpractice suit against a doctor. All of these things are bad things. All of these things are bad things. How do you get through them? You need the representation. You need the expertise. You need people that know exactly what to do, and that is the Morley Law Firm. Expertise in so many areas of the law, including immigration. And I keep saying immigration, but here's the deal, is not every law firm is dealing with immigration on a daily basis and know the channels to go through. Having that experience is really important. And if se habla español, so they are going to be able to help whoever it is that you know that needs help. So if you have any issue whatsoever, make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955, 713-839-9955, or morleylaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
939 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Hurry up and get in here in a hurry. Gilbert is here and wants to chime in on this Lovie Smith situation.
Ooh, yes, sir.
Gilbert, what did you think about Lovie Smith getting fired?
And that was a big mistake they did.
That was a big mistake?
They need to fill the team anyway, get a new owner anyway.
They need a new owner? Is that what Gilbert thinks that? How about that?
Gilbert speaks for the city.
Gilbert does speak for the city. He absolutely does. Now, Gilbert, you may be onto something here. You don't like the owner?
No, they're about time they fill the team anyway, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said, Gilbert's.
You know anybody? You know Mattress Mac? Maybe he'll buy him.
Joel Osteen?
Yeah, that'll be nice.
If Joel Osteen bought the team?
Yeah. You know Joel? Maybe you could talk to him about it.
Talk to Joel Osteen about that buying
team. He's got enough money to buy the team, I think.
No.
What's that?
Joel
being
the preacher, he can't.
Well, what is Cal?
He'll buy the team, you know. And
he can't buy a team? He sure can. You ever see his house?
Yeah, he can buy a team.
Yeah. I think
Mr. Manager is leading by the team anyway.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, if there was an ownership consortium of Mattress Mac, I'm going to ask you this question, John, and you this question.
Joel Osteen,
Mattress Mac, Jennifer Reyna. So if the three of them owned the Houston Texans, would you go to the game? Gilbert?
Yeah, I'll go.
You'll go too?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I like Mac. Mac is a good guy.
What about Jennifer Reyna? Would you go?
I don't know Jennifer Reyna, except was she at the Christmas party? Did she come to the Christmas party?
No.
She didn't? Oh.
No.
I thought maybe she was coming, but she didn't come.
Gilbert already said Gilbert, even if she did, he would not have gone.
Who would you want to meet? Who would you want to sit with at the game? Mattress Mac, Joel Osteen, or Jennifer Reyna?
Jennifer Reyna.
That was even the delay. I thought he was going to say Joel Osteen.
No. No chance. And then
used to go to Joel Osteen's church, didn't you?
Huh? Yeah, Gilbert. You used to go.
I sat with Joel Osteen at the ball game when the Astros came back in 1994. He was pastor, you know.
You did?
Yeah,
How did that happen?
How
did that happen?
That before he was preacher, anyway.
Right. How'd you end up sitting next to him at an Astros game in the Astrodome?
In the Astrodome back in 89.
Right. How did that happen?
Why did you sit next to him?
Was it a church function? How did you end up together?
We were band arrangement a long time ago.
You're what?
You're a good friend of mine a long time ago.
Okay. All right.
I saw Roger Clemens the other day. Gilbert, he's your friend.
Where did you see Rog?
At the golf course.
That was the favorite.
Yeah, that was a big favorite. Big favorite. Yeah, Gilbert at Pine Forest Country Club. He was there playing. Gilbert, so you would want to sit next. Okay, so who would be next? Mattress Mac or Joel Osteen that you would want to sit next to?
Joel Osteen,
and then Mattress Mac? Why do you hate Mattress Mac? Why do you hate Mattress Mac?
He doesn't.
I don't like Mattress Mac.
He likes Mac. There's a pecking order here.
Okay. Yeah, no.
It goes Reyna, Osteen, and Mac.
That's
third. Fine.
Yeah.
I respect
Well, somebody's got to be third.
Yeah,
I thought Jennifer Reyna would be third.
No. No.
Yeah.
No, she's first.
No.
Yeah, I get that.
Negative.
I get that.
John, if you had to rank local news media or broadcasters. Gilbert, give him a list of three different broadcasters to rank 1 through 3. Give him, you know, these.
Okay, here's this. How about this? Jennifer Reyna, Daniela Guzman, and Myra Moreno. How do you rank them, Gilbert?
Daniela Guzman.
Shit, man, smart.
And what's the name?
Jennifer Reyna or Myra Moreno?
Myra Moreno.
I don't know her.
Yeah, she's Channel 13.
Okay. Jennifer Reyna, my Moreno, and Daniel Guzman.
Daniel's third?
You put Daniel Guzman third?
Wow. I didn't see that coming.
Daniel Guzman.
Nah, I don't co-sign that.
Yeah, you don't?
Nope. I'm not co-signing that for Gilbert. I want Gilbert to. Gilbert, do you know all the different women who are in
news
and weather and traffic and everything in Houston? Or are you not as up on it anymore?
I think you keep up with people in the.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So give John.
All right, give your power rankings.
Okay, that's fine. I was going to have him do it to you, where he gave you five for you to rank.
Gilbert, we want your power rankings.
Top five newscasters, people who work for news stations. Yeah. Who are your top five? It could be men or women. Who are your top five?
Top five, huh?
Yeah.
Top five, yep.
That'll be Daniel Guzman, Mon Moreno, Gia Jackson, and
Jennifer Reyna.
And let's see. And
where's Gina? Where's Jennifer Reyna?
Mia Reyna and
Owen Confuente
and Jessica Willie.
Ah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. There's a few. He's got a few 13 in there.
Myra Moreno. I didn't know that she was on Gilbert's board.
Yeah.
I felt like you accepted it.
The lady played on Channel 11.
Who?
Media. What's her name again?
Channel 11? Cheetah yeah. Craft?
What about
Cheetah? No, dude. Still calling these.
Channel 11. I don't know who's on Channel 11.
I don't know. Cheetah is.
Isn't Danielle? Is that where Danielle Guzman is? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I know Channel 13. That's all, I'm allowed to know.
John's just Myra Moreno and Gina Gaston.
That's it.
that's all I'm allowed to know.
What about Owen Confuente? You didn't even put him in there.
It's a good dude.
You okay?
Yeah. He's all right,
none of the guys hit your top five.
No, of course not. Gilbert's got it. He's got his.
He's got standards.
Preferences. Okay. Yeah. I appreciate it.
So Gilbert, you're not happy about Lovie Smith being fired, and you think the Texans need to sell the team? The McNairs need to sell the team.
Yeah, that's all.
Got it. I think there's plenty of people who aren't happy about Lovie, but it's only because less about Lovie, more about it's just the team just looks just as scattershot as it always has.
All right. When we come back. Gilbert, we appreciate it. When we come back, news of the weird coming your way next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Real fun. Get low when the whistle goes. Sports. ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for news of the weird on the bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, just a few minutes left here on the show. Lance, a woman in China has broken up with her boyfriend. Apparently, she went to meet his parents, and they served her noodles, and she doesn't like noodles, so she broke up with him. I kind of feel like this could happen in your family if somebody doesn't get a cheese pizza.
Mm. Yeah, you know one of saying? My kids
yeah.
could break up. Yeah, or cheese quesadilla, chicken quesadilla. There's a every year, and then every all of a sudden, here's a weird thing. When your kids get older, aren't they supposed to have a wider variety of tastes? Well, in my family, it lessens. Like, Mason hates cheese but loves cheese pizza. Sebastian now has decided, you know what I don't like anymore? Macaroni and cheese. Mason decided, you know what I don't like anymore? Eggs. And they just start eliminating foods as we go. Good luck, guys.
Yeah.
Good luck in the future.
Sorry. Make your own food. Yeah. Okay, warm up. Put in your own pot pie. A new study came out. Anthropology shows that women work harder than men. Do you believe women work harder than men?
No.
Do you believe that it's happening in your house, that you're a woman is working harder than a man?
No.
You don't believe that?
No.
Raising your kids?
They're at school. Look at me. Look at me grinding two jobs. I'm one of the ultimate grinders. One of the hardest working people in the country.
Yeah.
You should see how much time I'm actually killing.
I know in my house how that's going.
Yeah. Well, I can make that comment now because she doesn't listen at this time. She's homeschooling.
Oh, yeah, she is?
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg has apologized to sharks.
What did he do this time?
Well, no. For what he's done to them.
Oh, because of Jaws?
And actually, yeah. Because of Jaws, he says, I truly regret the decimation of the shark population because of the book and the film. I really, truly regret that.
Do you feel
like he's really sad about sharks?
I'm glad he gave us the heads up.
No kidding.
I've seen what sharks can do to people. Yeah. They chomp off entire arms.
If we didn't know about that, guess what would have happened?
I'm sorry I said that about king cobras. Mm-hmm. I don't want king cobras around me either.
No.
If a king cobra
snakes
gets around
a plane?
Me...
Thank you. Yeah.
If a king cobra gets around me, I'm going to do everything I can to kill it.
You know what I don't want? Snakes on my plane.
Here's what I hate. Releasing in nature. For what?
Right.
So it could kill someone else? No, thanks. We're going to release this... You know, this animal in the nature. What? That animal that just killed something?
Yeah.
No.
Are you happy for Denmark? Danish bank workers are celebrating the first full year without robberies. They've had one full year without a robbery at a Danish bank. Do you feel like that's...
That seems like a safe place.
It really does.
We get shot up in taquerias, or robbed in taquerias, I should say.
No. Oh, God. Do you know he gave all the money back to all the people? The guy who shot the guy who... Did you
what
see
do you
that?
Mean gave the money back to all the people?
So, the guy with the alleged gun, which wasn't really a gun...
Right.
...robbed the people. So, the guy who shot him dead gave the money back to the people.
Well, yeah, he wasn't going to take it.
No,
that was in
no,
a robbery.
I know, but and now he's in trouble for shooting somebody who really didn't have a... It's really a weird situation.
Yeah, but the guy robbed... By the way, he's not going to get in trouble.
Yeah. No, I hope not.
I don't think he is.
Philly cop has been sued for repeatedly taking off his pants in the office. Do you feel like
no.
a cop should be able to take off his pants yes, in the office absolutely. Whenever he wants?
All right, in the office, no. But, you know, one of my favorite moves when I go home is just to literally just take off whatever my pants are, and I sit in my room in my underwear because that's my business. I'm just more comfortable that way. I like it. So why can't a Philly cop do that?
Yeah.
Maybe it's because other people are around him and it's not
well,
his
Well, so other people are
family.
Around you, too.
Yeah, but it's my family. I'm the boss, you know, except, well, in that room when my wife's not in it, I'm
in that
boss,
room
yeah.
without your wife in it.
Yeah, when it's me.
Unless Maddie's there, because then she'll boss you around.
Yeah, no, she's, I don't listen to her, but she's a huge boss.
Yeah, she's a boss.
Huge boss, and she won't even let me touch my wife's butt. I'll get that, she'll sprint from wherever she is, hands off, like, mighty.
Oh, my goodness.
How did you even get made?
I couldn't.
There's a reason you're the last
Frankie
one.
Frankie in the face.
Get off. Yeah, what are you doing,
don't
my mom?
Don't worry about where my hands are. A man arrested after being recognized wearing underwear as a mask in a porch pirate case. They recognized his underwear, Lance. Do you feel like this man should probably get a different kind of mask than underwear?
Yeah. Underwear masks are the worst. I remember wearing that during COVID. I'm like, these underwear masks just don't feel like they're protecting me.
No, right. No. I just don't know why you'd put your underwear over your face. Looks like murder in Washington, D.C. is going to go down. Apparently, they're putting up thou shalt not kill posters to curb murders in Washington, D.C.
Maybe it'll work. Have you ever, okay, tell the truth here. And I've read this in a book. When you're driving and you see that little box that has your the speed that you're traveling and the red and blue lights start flashing
yeah.
and you're going faster, don't you have a tendency to hit the brakes and to break a little
yeah,
bit
absolutely.
And not keep going fast? Maybe the same thing will happen. You go, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't kill today.
It's right there. It's right there.
It says it right there.
Thou shalt not kill. Maybe I won't do it now.
Robot dogs also could drop.
Well, you think it's going to be more effective, robot dogs or thou shalt not
I'm
kill
telling
posters?
You, I'm not a big fan of crime. And I'm not a big fan of robots, but if I had to choose one, crime or robots, I'm choosing robots.
You're going to... Oh, which one is better?
Yeah, I'm going to choose... Yeah, I think... Okay, they'll kill us eventually.
Eventually, they're going to...
But
I will
would
be
rather...
Dead by them.
But yeah, but I would rather actually feel safer. And I think robots... What are you going to say about a robot? Too bad. Too bad, so sad. If it's a robot dog, and I just think you should just just set them loose.
Well, how about this? How about the Bible? People read the Bible and thou shalt not kill.
Or okay. How about robot dogs that sprout, that spout Bible scriptures?
Okay, so the robot comes up to you while you're...
In a human voice.
Thou shalt not kill.
Yes.
Okay.
Or
like Charlton
trust,
Heston in the Ten
trust
Commandments?
Trust ye not with the rod. Lest the rod
no,
be
they,
loosed
they,
upon
most
you.
Most criminals won't understand what that means.
Oh, okay.
Okay, just, hey, don't kill that guy.
Yeah.
How about that?
If you saw a robot dog, and all you hear is clack, 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 and then all of a sudden you hear, you sure about that?
You sure you want to do that? It's 9:57, we're done. Paul Gallant is next with a very fancy mustache today, by the way.
It's coming in now.
It's coming in nicely. All right, that's happening next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging.
Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.